Sunday means sports cards at the Palm Beach Kennel Club. ESPN 106.3's Chris Coquel and J-Mart come to you from South Florida's premier sports card and memorabilia event, the PBKC Sports Card Show, live from the second floor of the legendary Palm Beach Kennel Club.
Necessarily Coquel, it's Theo Dorsey, and yes, we still are joined by the voice that you already know, Jay Martin, and we are on the second floor here at the PBKC Sports Card Show. I've been learning new terms. I've been seeing so many things happen, but most importantly, Jay Martin, I noticed that it takes four knuckleheads to get this setup going between Stone, Cyrus, myself, and you. We did get it set up, though. We are live on the airwaves, and they can hear us, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I hope so. I don't know for sure. Based on the way the morning has gone so far, I would not be surprised if they could not, and we were just talking to ourselves. If we are, then let's just have a conversation to ourselves then.
We're going to have a good time either way. If you can't hear us, I mean, you can call into the show. I'm sure there at the station we have Elias, who's ready to take your calls. 888-376-8. Wait, 888. Give me one. I'm so
888-760-3776.
I'm not usually in this chair. I'm usually in your chair, J Mart.
Yeah, well, let's just be happy that I'm not in that chair. That's what's the most important thing.
That is, and also what's going on right in front of us. They're selling, right, Trading, buying sports cards, memorabilia. I've seen so many different things here. I've seen a bunch of – this one guy had this book full of rookie cards. I'm looking through it like, I wonder if James Wiseman's going to pan out, because this could end up being – worth a lot of money down the line somewhere, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So wait, so did you collect cards as a kid or not at all?
I actually never, I had a few, I had Pokemon cards actually.
Okay, well, Pokemon cards are, yeah. I mean, they're worth money if you took care of them and stuff. They sell, man.
I didn't.
I used to do as much.
We used to take the Pokemon cards and scatter them all over the house and act like we were actually going out and catching Pokemon. I'm sure those cards might be today worth something if I didn't bend them all up.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. It's all about condition. Condition. Same thing with sports cards.
Yeah.
So, wait. So, how old, like, when did you graduate high school? Like
2011.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. So you realize if you had decided to collect cards, you would have been collecting cards like when LeBron was coming into the league.
Yeah.
Like LeBron rookies, bro.
Yeah.
LeBron. I mean, like, so if you had bought some cards in 2003, let's say you spent a couple $100 on cards in 2003, right? And maybe not at one time, you know, cumulatively, you know what I mean? You could easily have multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars in cards right now.
Man,
off of that, maybe not. Maybe it's not just like 200 to multiple hundred thousands, but it's significant. Like if you spent 1,000, then you know if you got five LeBron rookies out of that, you know what I mean? Like they're big money, bro. They're big money.
Yeah, this industry that I've noticed from the outside looking in, this industry is very lucrative, and it's one of the many things I missed out on. I didn't get in on Bitcoin at the beginning. I didn't get in on, you know, whatever. I'm sure you could have got in on Apple. I could do the same thing with you. You could have bought stock in Apple back in the day.
Oh, no, I'm a dummy. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to give you comparisons.
Yeah.
If you're going to go, I am so old, you got to go way before Apple. I could have bought stock in like, the invention of the television. Like, I am way older than you, bro. Older than you, bro.
You know, it was a worthwhile investment that we both could have done. We could have got those front row seats to that Tampa Bay Buccaneers game where one of the biggest bargaining chips maybe in sports history that we've seen pan out happened right in front of our own eyes when Tom Brady throws that touchdown pass to Mike Evans.
Number 600.
It's touchdown pass number 600. It's a Tom Brady touchdown pass in general, so that football is valuable. But
sure,
nobody's ever thrown 600 touchdown passes.
Right.
It's one of those one-of-a-kind memorabilia moments where I'm sure Mike Evans, I mean, he admitted he didn't know what was going on there.
Yep.
He didn't realize it. He hands the ball to the fan. The fan, Byron, now becomes a national sensation. Everybody's wondering what he's going to get from that ball. And we could run off the list of what he got here. But the question really now, everybody's doing these estimates. Like, I saw an estimate recently. Somebody said that ball could be worth $900,000.
Yeah.
Somebody said that ball could be worth around $500,000. Like, what he got back for it, and we can run through this list really quickly, two signed jerseys, a helmet from Brady, a signed Mike Evans jersey, and the receiver's worn game cleats, $1,000 credit to the team store, which I think is ridiculous for one.
Yeah, yeah.
The Bucks are full of themselves with that. Come on. At least
yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Then he gets the season tickets for the remainder of the season and for 2022, and he gets a Bitcoin, which is worth about $62,000. So nowhere near the estimated value, but a solid return, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because if there wasn't so much sort of backlash about the value of that, they would have given him that $1,000 store credit and a couple of Brady autos, and that's it, bro. That is it. And I do think 500K, like, that's the number that I kept hearing, and I do think that could be conservative, because it's one of those things that's absolutely one of a kind. So it's worth what you can get for it. And I think that could be, it could be above 900K. It could be 1.5 million. Who knows?
Yeah.
But the thing that I feel about it, like what do you do in that spot? I know that everybody is talking about what they would do and how stupid this guy was. And maybe he was, and maybe I am too, but I just know.
We all are at this point, right?
I know that if I'm there in that spot, my first instinct is not going to be, and maybe this is unfortunate, but my first instinct is not going to be, how can I make the most money off of this scenario that just freakishly sort of fell out of the sky into my life? That's just not where my mind is going right away. So I'd probably do exactly what the guy did.
Just take the deal.
I'd probably
take the deal. Well, here's my thing, though.
I feel like it's his ball. Like, he should have it. You know what I mean?
You're a nice guy. I need to hang around you more because he's this guy. You're altruistic. I like that. If I'm in that guy's seat, I'm definitely thinking, okay, well, maybe, you know, I don't know what his awareness of. I'm not sure how soon it took him to realize this is ball number 600 of Tom Brady's career, because, again, it's an unprecedented feat. I mean, outside of Tom Brady throwing a game-winning Super Bowl touchdown and that being his last pass, or maybe just the very final touchdown pass he throws, that's one of the most valuable balls from the greatest football player of all time in the sport that reigns supreme in America. Like, the NFL is it. So I think in that guy's position, the only problem I would have had was, where do you show up with that ball and sell it for $500,000? Like, if he would have brought it here today to the PBKC Sports Card Show, and he's sitting here with this ball that's worth $500,000, does he make it out of the PBKC Sports Card Show? And who's just going to fork that over? Like, how does that even work?
So there are very high-end auction houses.
Yeah,
that specialize in very high end memorabilia and cards, and I'm talking very, like, in the millions kind of golden auctions is one that comes to mind right away. But I mean, there's certainly a bunch of them. But yeah, you can't just walk into a pawn shop. Like, you got to go the most high-end route you possibly can for an item like that, because you got to find the one person in the world that's going to value that ball more than anybody if you want to get your best price, obviously. So, and also, just to – you compared it to – the only thing that would compare is, like, Brady throwing the final pass of his career in the Super Bowl. And I agree that would be on par. But then you also said Tom Brady's final pass or final touchdown or whatever.
Yeah.
And that I don't even think would compare to the 600.
Really?
Because that ball would just be about one guy's career, whereas the 600 is about one guy's career, but also shattering the NFL record books.
Yeah.
So it's about the entire sport as a whole and the one guy's accomplishments. So I feel like it's such a unique thing. The value there, I mean, it's hard to, because it's so unique, it's hard to really, like, put your finger on what it's exactly going to go for or whatever. Yeah. But it's an extremely high-end item. So what are you doing then? What's happening?
For me, you know what? Because I'm not so entrenched in that world, I would have probably tried to sit back a couple days and, like, talk to some experts and be like, hey, what can I actually do? What can I actually make from this? Where can I go with it?
See, now you're looking at it from, like, you've got all the info and ammo right now that you're
yeah.
No, but you're Theo. out in the front row of a football game,
yeah,
you might have a couple of beers in you. I don't even know if you drink, but
oh yeah,
you
for
do,
sure.
So you got a couple is
modest.
Yeah, and you're front row, so you know you're drinking.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're having a good time, and Mike Evans scores. The game's going crazy. He tosses you the football, and you're like, well, let me hold this for a couple of days.
Well, for one, depending on the amount of drinks in me, I probably would not have known that was career touchdown pass number 600. And number two, you're right. Like in that moment, in that environment around all of those fans, you want to be more you want to feel like you're part of the team. You're doing something
right.
Good. You're like, you know what? Yeah, I'll work with you guys. But I would have hated myself for it.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if at home right now, was it Byron Kennedy? Byron Kennedy, the 29-year-old medical professional who I'm sure is doing well for himself. He had front row seats. Like, I, for one, wouldn't have been able to get those front row seats. He had front row seats.
Absolutely.
So big nod to him. He's doing okay in life. I wonder if he's sitting back reflecting on it like, hey, I could have done way more well off than – you know, an estimated value of maybe $100,000 based on all the things that the Bucks gave him?
Yeah, which is, you know what, that's solid. That is definitely
it's more than what he came there with.
Yeah, it's a hell of a lot more. It's more than I thought he was going to get from the organization, quite frankly. And I guarantee you, it's way more than he ever expected to get when he handed it over.
Yeah, that's true, too, because you know that the Buccaneers kind of had a lot more leverage at that point. And you know, NFL teams and rich people in general seem to be a little stingy. That's how they stay rich. As we stay here at on the second floor of the PBKC Sports Card Show, cards are being traded around, memorabilia, all kinds of great things happening. We're a couple hours away from kickoff to the Sunday, but we had Thursday Night Football, obviously, but week 8 of the NFL. So just an important sports day.
And by the way, Theo, they have the Sunday ticket here. So if you want to come to the card show, you got every game going on. They got a million TVs here, every game going on. If you want to come down here, play some poker, you can sit there and play poker and watch football, too. That's a great Sunday.
That's a good – I didn't know they had that tandem deal here.
Oh, yeah,
man. If I didn't have to go, you know, do the WPTV and Fox 29 thing, I might have stuck around and watched some football. I don't got the Sunday ticket in my crib, so.
Oh, man, you got to figure it out.
Well, as we continue to do that, we're going to – take a break and come back. But when we do come back, we're going to have some live interviews and talk more about all the great goings-ons here as we see some pretty expensive, pretty cool-looking cards and sports memorabilia getting traded around. This is Jay Mart. I'm Theo Dorsey. You're listening to ESPN 106.3.
Live from the second floor of the legendary Palm Beach Kennel Club, the PBKC Sports Card Show.
Every last Sunday of every month here at the PBKC Sports Card Show, we're on the second floor, and, you know, there's a lot of upcoming dates. If you didn't make this one, you still have time to come out here. They're going until 4, November 28th. They're doing it again and again on December 26th, the day after Christmas. Of course, today is Halloween, and in the midst of spooky season on NFL Sunday, Week 8, we are also getting it kicked off the way that we always do here at the PBKC up here on the second floor as they're buy, selling, and trading sports cards. And with us right now, we have the voice of the Palm Beach Kennel Club,
right,
Mike Jamison, who can really help fill us in some, because Jay Mart has been kind of teaching me some of the ins and outs of this. Okay. This is my first experience firsthand with this world. I told him I had Pokemon cards back in the day, but that doesn't kind of measure up to the stuff I'm seeing today. Mike, what exactly, if you could give a rookie like myself, kind of just a taste of what's going on here, what exactly are we getting ourselves into here?
There's so much stuff going on today. And what I like to tell people is there's something for everybody here. If you're into Pokemon, they got Pokemon up there.
Yeah.
You're into comic books. You're into Funko Pop, the little figurines. There's something, honestly, for everybody up there, and that's the best part of it is, you know, I could bring my kids here, and they're going to want, like, 8 things here just because there's so many different things offered. You know, something for everybody, even Hollywood memorabilia, older memorabilia. I mean, there honestly is something for each and every person in the family when you come out to this show. Guaranteed there's going to be something here you either haven't seen before or you didn't even know was available and you're going to want it.
Right. And one of those things that is available, y'all are making available, the Tua Tagovailoa card.
Yeah.
And when I heard you, we talked about this off the air when we heard y'all were giving it out. Like, you never know what's going to happen with Tua's stock in the NFL. He's still young. I know he had some injury problems early on. I know he's struggling with the Dolphins, but y'all are giving that out today, and that could end up being something that's worth, you know, thousands down the line. You never know, right?
You never know, and we're giving away great door prizes. We have two sealed boxes. J-Mart knows all about this.
Yeah.
The sealed boxes, the best part about this hobby is opening packs of cards.
Yep.
It really is, and that's what always keeps me engaged. I know J-Mart loves doing that. We just talked off the air. He's got some great boxes he's about to open up sometime in the very near future. And that is, to me, the most fun part. It's all a gamble. I mean, it works perfectly in a gambling establishment like we're at right now, because opening a pack of cards, you're just hoping to hit that great card. You're hoping to hit that one. You're going to put it right away in a plastic sheet. You're going to send it off to get graded, and it could be worth a lot of money.
Mm. You know what? So Theo, you introduce Mike as the voice of the Palm Beach Kennel Club, which he is and has been for a very long time. But he's also an old school radio guy. You know, this guy is literally a local hip hop radio legend.
Mm. Was.
You know that, right?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yes. I started at X1023, the hip hop station. It's not hip hop anymore.
Yeah.
They just celebrated their 20th anniversary. And when I started there 20 years ago was when they started with hip hop. And so I DJed there for about 12 years. So
and you were
Doggy style Mike.
It was now at one point it went to sort of the love songs format.
I did love songs.
And that's when you got the Doggy Style Mike.
That was that,
as opposed to Dog Track.
That was the
right?
most embarrassing name in was the history
it?
Of radio.
Babaloo Bad Boys, right?
Yeah, they named me that, and when I told people, it was just like, oh man, I didn't even want to tell them that name.
But, yeah.
You know, it was all good, and congratulations to that station celebrating 20 years on the air here in West Palm Beach. And they've
That's
done
wild.
A lot for the community, too. Mm. Shout out to Reggie D and all my friends
that
still work there.
Oh, he's the greatest guy,
dude. He's the best, isn't he?
He is a really genuinely nice dude. I like Reggie D a lot.
He's a good guy. He's always out in the streets and always helping people, which is awesome.
Yep.
So congratulations to that station. And, yeah, I've been in this market for forever, it feels like. But a lot has changed, that is for sure, in the last 20 years.
Yeah, and I'm sure that one of the things you never would have seen coming is a card show here at the Kennel Club that's hopping every single month. I mean, it's really been remarkable because we're only, what, 6 months in? Or?
Six. This is a sixth show today.
I mean, that is wild, man. Tons of progress.
Yeah, when Noah, who is the one of the assistant general managers and the poker room director, who you know very well, he came to me, seven, 8 months ago and said, hey, I'm thinking about a card show. I'm like, to be honest with you, I can't think of a better location.
Yeah.
It's AC, there's security, there's free parking, there's food, there's drinks.
Totally.
There's plenty of space. You know, you can't get any better than this. This is the perfect location, perfect venue. If you're out there listening, we're going to be here today till at least 3 o'clock. Come on by. You know, we open up early, so if you want to go to church, come before you go to church. Mm. We're here late enough where you can come after church.
That's right.
Or we promise we'll get you out of here today before the kids want to go trick-or-treating. So it's really the best. And we're located conveniently right across the street from the Palm Beach International Airport. So everybody knows where it is.
Yeah. As smooth as
professional,
silk, man.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little better.
He's
it's almost
us.
Like he's done this before.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy, man. It is nuts. So sort of playing into the memorabilia piece of this, we were talking about the story this week with Tom Brady's 600th touchdown ball being given to a fan.
Yeah.
And we're asking, like, so what do you do in that spot?
I think it was hilarious.
I
think Mike Evans' reaction was, like, the greatest.
Yeah.
When he found out he gave that ball away, and to be honest with you, it was the pressure that they put on the team to give this guy something, because, you know, give him $1,000 to the team store, like, come on, that's nothing.
It's nothing.
I mean, could he have gotten the millions for this ball that people said he would? I don't know about that, because all the added pressure that he should have just handed it to Tom Brady. But
right.
You know, this guy's making out like a bandit. Good for him. You know, I mean, 600 touchdowns probably never be done again.
Right.
That football is going to the Hall of Fame. And to me, guy got a great deal. Even the Bitcoin that he gave him was worth, what, $50,000, $60,000?
Yeah, dude, that's nuts. I know I just wouldn't have the wherewithal to be thinking about the money at that point. I would be swept up in the moment, probably drunk. You know, just doing the stupidest things I possibly could. I probably wouldn't even say, just give it. I don't want anything. Just go.
Man, yeah. I gotta hang out with him more because I can benefit from a guy whose attitude is like that. He's not worried about the money.
No, he's not. No, he just has a good time. That's J Mart.
J Mart is handling the business that way.
That's stupid.
But so do you think then you think he did the right move there by giving it back, taking what he can get? I mean, obviously, Mike, the thing that gets lost in all of this, and people laugh at the fact that Mike Evans forgot, Tom Brady responds and says, maybe I'll forget to throw you the ball for the rest of the season and all that. Like, it's all a big joke, right? But what Mike Evans did was almost on some Robin Hood type stuff. He stole from the rich and gave to the
– He did.
Maybe not poor, but the guy, you know, he had front row seats.
Yeah.
But that guy who had the front row seats at the game was just gifted something out of nowhere.
Yep.
So anything is a plus. Even $1,000 to the team store at the end of the day.
I mean, to just be sitting in the front row and Mike Evans hands you a touchdown ball, then you become essentially a household name.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the greatest sports stories you're going to hear in a long time. I mean, just a regular guy. I don't know who this person is, per se, but, you know, to be sitting in the front row at a football game and, you know, get handed a ball that then obviously makes you a lot of money, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't beat that.
But, you know, and if you're somebody that's not super familiar with, like, the memorabilia world or doesn't collect memorabilia or care about it, like, if you're looking at it from that perspective, so this to him, this is like a football. To us, you know, obviously we're seeing a golden goose, but but for him, it's a football. He hands it back, and he's given, you know, $60,000 in a Bitcoin and a season and a half of season tickets and $1,000 team store.
Right, a team store thing. That's what's always going to annoy me about it because it's just so frivolous. It's like, what are we doing?
That's all they were going to offer. You know, all they were going to offer.
Yeah,
that's true.
On a little Tampa Bay Bucks like gift card, whatever, you know, but
so annoying.
But the fact that they did come out with the Bitcoin and all of that stuff, it made right. So my question is, we're now 6 months into the PBKC sports card shows. Mm-hmm. What have you seen kind of the reaction out of the people that have been able to come and maybe returners? Like, has this thing grown over these past 6 months? And I know now we're getting to these weird, you know, today's Halloween, the next one is around Thanksgiving, the next one will be right after Christmas, but what have you seen around people? And then also, does it help that you guys got Sunday ticket? It's an NFL Sunday, best of both worlds, right?
Oh, it is. We knew when football season started, it's going to be a little fewer people because, you know, people treat Sundays. It's a big day. I mean, it's my day off, too. I just want to sit at home or go out and watch football all day. But that's the one thing about here is that we do have the NFL Sunday ticket. You can watch all the games. I mean, you know, even the bad teams that nobody likes. Like, I'm a Las Vegas Raiders fan, and now that they're good, I'm this is great. They're getting some primetime games. Before, I'd catch one or two games a season just because of the fact that they didn't play them a lot on TV.
But,
you know, this is honestly such a great venue. And, you know, this month we expected it wasn't going to be crazy busy because of the fact that we're on Halloween today. But, you know, now getting into the holiday season, the one right after Thanksgiving is going to be a big one. And the one the day after Christmas is going to be a huge show. That's probably going to be our biggest show we've ever had just because so many people are in town. So many people have spent enough time with their family. Mm-hmm. They want to get out of the house.
Christmas money.
And all that extra money.
Yeah, man.
Festivus money?
Festivus money. Whatever you celebrate, come on out.
That gives you money. Whatever you celebrate that gives you money, come spend it here.
Exactly.
I'll be here.
Oh, I know.
Spending my Christmas money.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, look, I don't know if they'll have me back after this. But they'll probably have Coquel back at that point. But you know what? Maybe I'll come and check out some cards. I have zero cards right now. I'm on the floor level when it comes to trading and selling memorabilia, but you know what? It's never a bad time to start. Yeah?
I promise I'll give you a good deal.
Yeah, I don't trust this guy. I don't trust J Mart. I don't trust him. I don't trust him. Well, we're going to take a break here. I appreciate you for coming on the Voice of the Kennel Club again. And at this point, you know, as we bask in all of this, we want people to know again, we'll be here until about a little after 3. We'll be wrapping up at 11, myself and J Mart. Y'all will be here until a little after 3 here at the PBKC second floor. Cards, you know, going, you know, I don't see any deals happening right now, but I see people looking around at tables, so hopefully some get struck. We'll be here.
Oh, there's deals happening right now.
Is deals happening right now?
100%.
Oh, okay.
Well, absolutely.
You know, I have the untrained eye.
I'll go make some.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. That's J Mart. I'm Theo Dorsey. You'll be right back here on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the second floor of the legendary Palm Beach Kennel Club, the PBKC Sports Card Show.
favorite full thing that we have here is plenty of free parking. I got some free parking here at the PBKC Sports Card Show. We are having a ball. We are talking. We've been talking about the ball that Mike Evans gave away. We've been talking about the great things that's been happening here at the Sports Card Show. And now we have another special guest. We have Jesse Delbeny, the owner of Signed Icon, who has his own shop here in West Palm Beach that you can come and check out, see what kind of memorabilia, trading cards, and stuff you can get. And Jesse, what do you have here today? What's your hot ticket item that people have been coming by y'all's table and checking out here at the PBKC Sports Card Show today?
I got a couple big cards.
Wait, you might have to move the mic a little closer to your mouth there. All right, what'd you say
there? No, that's on us.
That's on us? There we go. That was on us. That was my fault.
All good, Jesse.
Yeah. They didn't want to hear it. The other people didn't want to hear what y'all had. They don't want to steal the customer.
They don't want to give me any
tips. Holding you down, bro.
Yeah. But what you got here today?
I got a couple big Joe Burrow cards. I mean, the guy's balling out.
Mm. Yeah.
And my big item is Shohei. Shohei Ohtani. About to win the MVP. Mm. He got the Player of the Year. And he won that award, which is like given out like every like the last one got given out like 2015 to like Jeter.
Yeah.
And he just won that award. And then November 11th, when they give out the MVP award.
So what are you saying?
My fingers.
You have big Shohei cards?
I have some big Shohei cards, yeah.
Yeah.
I have at least like 20, 25 rookie Shoheis in my case right now.
What's your biggest?
Right now, the biggest one I have in the case is a SGC 10 Dominator Gold.
Dominator Gold?
Number to 99.
And what's
it's about 1,000.
About 1,000.
But I have some in grading right now. So, I mean, I have about 100 Shohei rookies coming out through, periodically coming through.
He feels like, to me, like, I mean, obviously he could get hurt. But assuming he doesn't, he seems like he's a good sell or hold because he's so unique. The pitching and the hitting. I mean, I think the injuries are the biggest concern. Mm-hmm. But if you sell because of that, and the injuries don't happen.
Yeah.
He is one of a kind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, you could be missing out.
He's a tricky one.
It's either now or years.
Right.
You know, that's
right.
One of those things. For
absolutely.
Sure.
So who are you trying to buy today?
Who am I buying today? I'm buying deals.
Okay.
You could come to me with a deal. I'll buy anybody if the price is right. You know what I mean? I bought a Carson Wentz silver prism rookie.
Nice. Okay.
Which I think is undervalued because the guy's playing really good and the team's going to be good, you know. And I also got a LeBron. So
okay.
Just to show you.
So you can still get your hands on a LeBron today, even though he's
– Yeah.
And is this a rookie card or is this
No, it's a parallel variation. You know, LeBron cards till now, it doesn't matter what year it is. As long as it's a rare card, they're still worth money.
Yeah, and Theo, just so you know, like – So I have several different LeBron rookie cards.
Yeah.
Right? So, but they're not worth, like some of them they're like $30 cards.
Mm, okay.
Now that said, there are other LeBron rookie cards that are nine figures. You know what I mean? So the stuff I have is much more on the lower end. So you can get LeBron rookies or Dwayne Wade rookies or whoever you like for relatively inexpensive. But the stuff he's talking about is higher end stuff that's rarer. It's all about like cards being numbered,
yeah.
and things like that. Obviously, it's you know rarity.
There's a one of one Dwayne Wade auto popping around here that I'm trying to get my hands on too.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah.
Man,
what are
they at?
They don't know, and we don't know. You can't find anything like it.
What year is it?
It's a 1920 status. One of one Dwayne Wade auto. And, like, you can't find it. So, I mean,
Is it at a booth or a guy walking around?
A guy walking around. I heard the number around like 700.
700?
But, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Because it could be worth way more.
Could be worth what anybody's willing to pay for it.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
one of one, there's nothing else like it. You know, that's the key to it. It's real hard. Real hard.
Yeah, it is very, very tricky. But, and especially now that we have eBay, there's literally a world of sellers or buyers at your fingertips at all times. So, you know, there may not be anybody here that even cares about that. Well, obviously, it's Dwayne Wade, so everybody's going to care. But if it was somebody else, like I've got a bunch of higher-end Jordan Poole cards. Mm. Like, nobody here cares about those. But on eBay,
they're
crushing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing well, actually, with Jordan Poole.
So that's what I was going to ask, too, because it obviously anybody listening now or anybody picking up on it, it's like the stock market at this point.
Exactly.
And that's the easiest comparison, obviously, with you having to have that sports knowledge. Like, some people might not even know who Jordan Poole is. He's like a secondary guard for the Warriors who has a big opportunity this year because Klay Thompson's out. So you're buying low on him, or you? I guess you bought on him before.
I bought low on him last year,
and now he has this opportunity to break out and you know be a six man of the year type candidate. So also with other guy, like who is the other guy like in the NFL? Like is Deshaun Watson a buy low right now because of what's going on? Is like. You know, because he could end up being an NFL superstar again one day if things clear. Like, how does that kind of work in the sports? Because you have to have knowledge of sports, and you have to have knowledge of the trading card industry, right?
Right, right. I think you kind of nailed it with the stock market thing. Like, Jordan Poole, for instance, I mean, it's a perfect example. It's like, nobody around here is a fan of Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess except for San Francisco.
Yeah, and his parents. Nobody's a fan of
Jordan. Right, right. So the people that are buying Jordan Poole are investors. Mm. You know, that's, I mean, pretty much what it comes down to, you know, looking to get investment on their money. Football, I mean, I still believe, I heard you guys talking about Tua down here. I mean, I still think he's low, and I still think he's undervalued. I think Jalen Hurts is still the same way. Mm. Jordan Love, also, people put him on the back burner because Aaron Rodgers. Well, I mean, people still think Aaron Rodgers is going to leave, so somebody's got to be the quarterback over there, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So those are still the type of guys that you want, and still undervalued people.
And it's so tricky. As a collector and somebody, you want to make money on your cards too. It is kind of tricky knowing – who to let go of and when, you know what I mean? Because there are like if you believe in Tua or Jalen Hurts, like now is a great time to be snapping them up. And it's easy to say that, but when you're spending your own cash buying Tua cards, it's a little more risky than you know, when you're actually laying down your own cash, it's a little more. You know, it's a little more difficult, I guess.
So you're worse than fantasy football guy who's in front of the screen rooting for points for Tua. You're like, no, I need Tua to become a transcendent generational
Absolutely.
Star.
Absolutely. That guy scored four touchdown passes, and he's still being on the down. You
Absolutely.
Know? It's kind of crazy.
It is crazy.
Look at Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield was the hot guy this offseason, and his cards are dipped because of the way he's playing.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the injuries or whatever, you know, whatever have you.
Yeah, and he still hadn't got that extension. People are like, is he even going to be around, like, in a few years? Is he going to be, you know? That is an interesting way to look at it, because I've always thought, like, when you're at the sports bar or you're out watching, you know, the NFL, you have the guy that's rooting for his team. You have the guy that's betting, and he's really, like, he's really emotional about it. Then you have the person that's, you know, fantasy football guy. There's a fourth guy in there who has a collection of Tua cards. Who's like, please God, don't let that be another hip injury that he just went down. Like, that is a whole other aspect of football that I never thought about it like that.
I mean, that's why I was talking about Shohei, man. Yeah. I'm rooting for the November 11th MVP. I will be dialed in to that TV for that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's something else.
If he hits that, are you going to eBay right away? What
Absolutely.
Are you doing?
Absolutely. So I mean, I have a few bigger ones that I haven't even sent to graded because I am waiting on PSA for those ones. To hopefully PSA comes down. We'll cross our fingers on that as well. I mean, I hear rumors that they're going to come down. See. But I have, like, the X-Fractor and some big, big boy cards, you know what I mean?
Nice.
That are in the upper thousands. But the ones that I have now and the ones that are in grading, 100%. I will be putting them on there, asking for the right price, but taking offers as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when did you start with this then? Like, I know you now have your shop right now, and we should shout it out again, Signed Icon, signedicon.com. You can check out the stuff that you have available. But at what point did you start?
200 South Olive?
200 South Olive, 224 Deterra Street, Suite 200 also.
Okay.
Depending on the maps. Depending on what map you use.
well, you know,
easy.
The people are trying to figure out how to get out there, but they also can go to signedicon.com and check you out.
That's the easiest way, right.
But at what point did you really start with it? Because I know you probably maybe even started as a kid, but at what point did you start, and at what point did you realize, oh, this isn't just a hobby, this is, you know, an industry, a business, something I can make a lot of profit off of?
Right, so as a kid, like everybody else, we found our collection this year. Yeah. A lot of us found our collections, and we went through what we had, and always been a sports guy, big fantasy. I'm one of those people that say fantasy and sports cards go hand in hand, 100%. And then I've been a big memorabilia guy for a while, for jerseys, hats. We sell jerseys, hats, vintage, dead stock, memorabilia. And I had a huge, huge collection of memorabilia, big full-size football helmets. I had like 45 of them. Full size, ready to go. Had some cards as well. And then the reason we opened the shop is because we had all this extra stuff. We're COVID and everything. We're lying around, had some free time. I was like, let's open up a shop.
Yeah.
Like a museum office. You know what I mean?
Kind of
thing, you know? Because it's a small shop. You know, it's a small, and I wanted it just to be kind of like a showcase. And then the cards hit. everybody's found their collections. Everybody's online. eBay is huge for it. You know, people realize when we were kids, I always tell people, you could tell me we had a $50 card, but who was buying it?
Right.
Now, 11-year-olds come in and tell me comps on cards because they know how to sell it. eBay's at their fingertips. You know?
Yeah.
So that's what happened, and we ran away with the cards.
Can I ask you a stupid question? What does dead stock mean? I've heard it a million times, but I don't know what that
means.
Dead
stock is basically a jersey or a hat or sneakers that aren't made anymore. It's pretty just that
discontinued.
Exactly. Like a Wade teal blue Swingman Nike from the Vice City ones.
Right.
Yeah.
They look new. You could have them new with tags, but they actually aren't made anymore, so they're dead stock.
Got it.
And so those, their value of those
go up because
a lot.
You're not going to find them as much.
Yeah,
basically.
Yep. Man, this is a world that is it too late for me to start? I feel like everybody has such a head start on me, man.
You're
like,
right here, late. Bro. This is a huge starter kit for you.
Yeah,
you got signed icon downtown,
that's
man.
Right. That's right.
Well, look. Well, maybe during the break, I'll try and peek over, and even if not after the show, I'll look around and see if there's something I want to start with. I have my eyes on Ant Jordan, Anthony Edwards of the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's the guy that I would buy stock in right now. But, you know, we'll see about that. But thank you so much, Jesse Delbeny. Thanks for joining us with Signed Icon and SignedIcon.com. We'll be right back after a few messages. That's Jay Martin. I'm Theo Dorsey listening to ESPN 106.3.
Thanks, guys.
Live from the second floor of the legendary Palm Beach Kennel Club, the PBKC Sports Card Show.
A crash course right now on the trading card world, on sports memorabilia world. This is Theo Dorsey. I'm joined by Jay Mart here. And, you know, I just, as much as I thought I knew about it, I knew generally about it. Like, there are so many different factors that go into this. Guys getting traded. I just found out, like, when a guy gets traded, his value goes up. When a guy, like, what is it about this that is just so encapsulating? Like, I just got more into fantasy football this year. I usually kind of dabble. I have been getting more into, like, looking around what sports betting is, figuring out where you find value and whatnot. I haven't got into it yet, but now I'm starting to think this is another thing I need to get my hand in. People are doing some, you know, making big moves in this.
Oh, absolutely. And there's a lot of different – there are tons of people that are collecting just to collect, and people like me. So I'm a collector, and I sell stuff so that I can just buy more stuff.
Yeah.
But there's people like Jesse that we just talked to, but there's a lot more people that don't even have stores that are doing it for financial benefit. So they're doing exactly what you were just talking about with the betting lines. They're finding where they can get a little bit of margin. Mm. So if they're up there looking at people's cards and they see that there's a good opportunity there, just snap them up.
Yeah.
And so there are people that's their job. That's how they're making their living, is flipping these cards. And there's a lot of money in it these days, man. A lot of money. And I know you said you feel like you're getting an education, and you felt like you knew something coming in. But I'm telling you, you haven't even dipped your toe in yet. Like, when we go start looking at some of the really high-end stuff, I'm telling you, it's gonna blow your mind, man. It is a different hobby and a different thing than it ever was before.
It definitely is. And as we look up here on the second floor of the PBKC and see the dozens of people with tables out here that are, you know, buying, selling, trading cards. I mean, they do this at the last Sunday of every month here. I know you've been here for the past, what, four or five
I've been here
shows?
Every time, bro.
Oh,
every
you've been
time.
Here to every show?
Yeah. We haven't done a radio show at every one of them.
Yeah.
I don't think we did the radio show the first two. So this is the fourth radio show, but yeah, I've been here every time, bro. I love it. I come early. I typically stay late. It's a blast.
Yeah, and you're still able to watch NFL Sunday because of Sunday Ticket.
Absolutely.
You know,
it's free to get in.
Free parking.
Yeah, man.
And a full bar.
There's food. You can't beat it, man. And if sports cards aren't your thing, poker's your thing. I got that too.
Yeah, they got that too.
Nice, you know, little coincidence.
It's one of those all-encompassing events, especially on a Sunday. Most people are off. I'm not. I got to go do, and I don't say got to. I get to go talk on TV for WPTV News Channel 5 and WFLX Fox 29 tonight at 6, 10, and 11. You can check me out there after I'm done here with J-Mart. But for now, it's all about what we have going on right here on the second floor, which, again, I know I'm stuck right here talking to you at the table. I can't even get up and move around yet. But once we wrap this up, I want to check it out because when I opened up one of those books and I started seeing all those rookie cards, I see the Evan Mobleys of the NBA and the Ant Edwards rookie cards and the LaMelo Balls and all of that. And it just piqued my interest because the main thing I'm thinking is, like, again, all of this is – strapped to the value of this player's career.
Right, right, right.
And you are literally at home, like fantasy football guy, like betting guy, like favorite sport, you know, favorite team guy, and you are rooting, like, and a lot of your livelihood might hinge on if this guy pans out. And I never thought of it that way.
So, like, who are your all-time favorite athletes?
Dwayne Wade. And when he brought up the Dwayne Wade card,
that's my main collection, too.
Yeah, you have a lot of Dwayne Wade.
I have a decent amount. I don't have a ton yet of, like, really high-end kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm not totally there yet. But, yeah, Dwayne Wade's my guy, bro. I've got some cool cards of his that I can that I can show you. But, yeah, he's a great one.
Yeah, that's to me, that would be the most valued. Like, if I would ever even have a collection that I even put on display in my house or anything, it would be some Dwayne Wade type memorabilia. My favorite athlete of all time. Love Shaq. Football, you know, Cam Newton guy. I'm sure his stock was at one point, you know, if you sold after that Super Bowl run, you probably made as much as you could on that.
Yeah, and there was a little bit of, like, when he signed with the Patriots.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of value. You could have gotten good value for him then, too.
Right.
Now, good luck.
It's over with.
But that's the cool thing, too, about collecting now, is that, like, so if you love somebody like Cam Newton, or let's say, like, Cam Newton was, he was a superstar.
Yeah.
Even, like, somebody obscure, like, I'll give you an example. When I first started collecting, I didn't totally know exactly what I wanted to do, but Devin Singletary was in the draft, and I was like, he's a great kid, and he's, you know, he's not like the most, he doesn't have the most accolades of anybody coming out, whatever. So I was able to get some really awesome cards of his that are really unique and different. That if that was, you know, Lamar Jackson, they would have been thousands. When I'm paying $30.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so my point is that even if your guy is not the biggest guy, you can collect whoever you want, and you can get some really cool stuff. And frankly, it's easier to get really cool pieces to your collection if you don't like the
main guys.
Yeah, exactly. Like Dwayne Wade, he's tough, man. People love Dwayne Wade, so his values are always high. Yeah. I don't think they're high enough based on who, like, how good he is, but they're still always up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like a Cam Newton, though, you can, like, now you can get some crazy stuff of his for pretty cheap.
And I wonder how the athletes feel about that as well, because and I wonder how aware they got to be somewhat aware of it, but how aware they are of just how booming that industry is and just how much so much of it rides on the fact that Giannis, you shot 17 for 19 from the free throw line in the finals, put up 50 and 15, won finals MVP, and you're only 25, 26 years old. Like, you did that. Yeah, it's great for your career. It's great for, you know, everything with you, but you made a lot of people a lot of money.
That's absolutely right, bro. And there's a lot of athletes getting into the cards and investing in them, and that's definitely a big deal that's happening right now. And it's not as publicized, but you'll start seeing it more and more. There's a lot of players that are into it.
Yeah, and I'm seeing. I don't know if this is a nasty word to even say here, but the NFT stuff I've seen athletes promote.
Yeah.
You know, widely. But you know, and does that at all cut into the stuff that you can actually touch with your hand, or is it so different?
It is so.
And that's non-fundable tokens for those who don't know the acronym. It's kind of like trading cards online almost.
Yeah, basically. And it's so some of the same people like them. It's sort of the same pool of people, but they also don't overlap.
Yeah.
In the sense that, like, even if you like both things, they don't. They're apples and oranges.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're totally different. So, yeah, it doesn't really.
Yeah.
It doesn't really.
Yeah. I feel like, again, like, people are sitting at home listening to this or riding around. They're like, Theo is learning a lot about the trading card stuff. As we sit up here on the second floor of the PBKC Sports Card Show, it has been a good crash course. And it, for me, it's valuable because I'm one of those guys. I like to – when I'm sitting somewhere, I know we probably should have been talking more sports or whatnot, but I'm enamored with what's going on here, and I'm glad to get a closer look, some more knowledge on it.
Yeah, man, and I think I'm glad that you feel that way, and I do think as you even look more into it, you're going to even fall that much deeper into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's so much more that you haven't seen yet.
Yeah, of course not. And that's not the only thing they've been doing here. I know I'm a big comedy guy as well, and on Thursday nights, they have some big names coming up. On November 4th, you got Michael Winslow. November 18th, Jim Florentine. Like, I mean, I'm a comedy guy, too. On Thursday nights at the PBKC, they got this. Every Sunday, or not every Sunday.
So these are legends, bro. So you got Michael Winslow from the Police Academy movies, right? You got Jim Florentine from all kinds of stuff. Crank Yankers. A lot of people remember him. He's great. Andrew Dice Clay, one of the most legendary comedians of all time. And then December 16th, you got Jackie the Joke Man Martling, who is world famous for being on the Howard Stern Show in the early years. So, yeah, big names coming to PBKC and the Paddock Restaurant in the coming weeks.
Right, and that's Thursday Night Comedy, so that's some of the stuff you can check out. And if you want to get a crash course like I did on sports cards, of course, you can do the PBKC Sports Card Show like we're doing today every last Sunday of the month, over 70 tables, door prizes, live breaks, great food, full bars, and plenty of free parking. So it's exciting stuff here. It's NFL Sunday, so you'll be rooting for your teams. J-Mart, I'm not even sure how much more time we have with the folks before we start rooting for our teams on this NFL Sunday. Is it a 10:58-ish? Like, what do we got going here? I mean,
I don't understand what you're asking me.
I'm asking you, like, I know we have, you know, up until 11 o'clock here to finish off, so... You know, are we wrapping it now?
Do we get to go check out
some cards?
I'm going to go buy some stuff.
Yeah.
Let's go buy some cards.
Well, yeah. Well, then I was just too excited to get it out there on the floor. Well, this has been a great, great showing.
Yeah,
a great
dude.
Showing for us. The PBKC Sports Car Show hit here at Palm Beach Kennel Club. That's J-Mart. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're going to go check out some of these cards and collections and see what we can't walk away with. You're listening to ESPN 106.3.